With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It is day three of what is now a declared war with Hamas.
The death toll has risen to more than 600 men, women, and children in Saturday's Hamas terrorist attack against Israel. The sound of gunfire still echoes inside Israeli communities alongside its borders with the Gaza Strip, where the military is tracking down gunmen and seeking to free some 100 Israelis. Word is that feelers regarding a hostage deal have already begun. The large number of captives is complicating the parameters of the talks. Israeli fighter jets have flown hundreds of sorties against targets in Gaza, including Hamas facilities purposely positioned inside of civilian residential buildings and previously spared for fear of harming Hamas's human shield. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
And overnight, the death toll numbers rose to over 900 on the Israeli sides, over 700 on Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's optimistic a new Speaker of the House will be picked this week and the country can move forward.
Kevin McCarthy was removed because he made multiple contradictory promises to people that ultimately could not be reconciled. The Democrats didn't trust him. House Republicans on the conservative side of our caucus didn't trust him. And that ultimately led to us making a decision to move forward with someone new.
Gaetz was a guest on NBC's Meet the Press. Many of the GOP candidates running for president say they would carry out acts of war against Mexico in response to the trafficking of fentanyl and other synthetic opioids. More than 75,000 people in the U.S. died last year from overdoses of synthetic opioids, an annual figure more than 20 times higher than a decade ago. And UAW union members at Mack Trucks say they are going to go out on strike 7 a.m. Monday. This is SRN News. A flag dispute is resolved in Illinois.
The City Council of Galesburg voted 5-2 in favor of allowing a pro-life flag to be flown in front of City Hall. A gay pride flag went up over the summer, and pro-life advocates used that fact to make their argument. The rainbow flag was actually on display for the entire month of June. Knox County Right to Life threw its weight behind the flag effort. The Supreme Court recently ruled that cities must offer equal access to their flagpoles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as the Pope presides over a major synod this month, the percentage of people who are Catholic in the country closest to him declines. Nearly 80% of the population of Italy profess themselves Catholic, but for the majority, it's an affiliation in name and tradition, with little adherence to doctrine or practice. Fewer than 20% of Italian Catholics attend services at least once a week. Most say they're not hostile to religious practice, just indifferent. This is SRN News. New York's mayor wrapped up his trip to Latin America calling for the right to work for migrants in the U.S., saying countries in the region need to find a solution to the immigration crisis.
At his last stop in a port town in Colombia where migrants start their journey to America, Mayor Eric Adams stressed two things.
Nothing is more humane and nothing is more American than your right to work.
And he says countries in the region need to work together on the migration issue.
To solve this problem.
Adams was met by chants of shame on you, including from New Yorker Emmanuel Lazarus, who traveled to Colombia to show the mayor.
Americans and New Yorkers, do not support his efforts to push migrants out.
Adams says the city can't handle the influx of migrants. Julie Walker, New York.
And be sure to check out more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.